We are going to talk some sports today. The NFL draft tonight will be a big night for Von Miller, the former Texas A&M linebacker. But what we're all about today and tomorrow is Children's Miracle Network. 1-800-299-5437 is the number to call. We have one miracle maker already. We need 10 more miracle makers, and what that means is $25 a month, and you don't have to do anything. Just be a miracle maker, and it'll show up every month on your credit card. It does mine. And I tell you what, it's not only painless, it makes you feel good. It's that one credit card item that I look at and I don't have to just sort of peek at and cringe at. It's the one item on my credit card bill every month that I'm really happy is there. And the thing about it is, I look at all the other things on my credit card and I think of all the things that I could have done without. What I really didn't need to buy. I didn't need to buy that pizza that night or get that CD or buy that T-shirt that cost $20 or $25. And you have a lot of those on your credit card bill, too. How about replacing that $25 that you don't need to spend with $25 for Children's Miracle Network, and it comes off every month, and you're a miracle maker. We're looking for those to get to $3,000, guys, because Texas Commercial Waste is our presenting sponsor, and they are matching all donations this morning up to $3,000. And Ron Schmidt, when you talk about Texas Commercial Waste, he pretty much invented it, and he is here this morning. And, Ron, why does Children's Miracle Network and helping the Brazos Valley and its kids, why is it important to you and Texas Commercial Waste?
Well, first I'd like to say that when Shawna and I asked us to get involved with this, she told me I had the perfect face for radio.
They've been telling me that for 20 years. Yeah.
But anyway, no, we've been involved for the last, our company has for the last 2 or 3 years, and Children's Miracle Network does so much good in the community. Actually across the whole United States with these campaigns, and we're just proud to be able to participate.
And you all are matching up to $3,000 for those who donate this morning, so it's simple. Somebody donates $100, you're making it $200.
That's correct.
That's correct. Congratulations for your recent Jefferson Award. You were the Jefferson Award winner, and you'll be heading to Washington, D.C., right?
Yes, thank you very much for that. Yeah, I was very surprised. There's so many deserving people in this community that could also win that award.
Well, one reason you won that award is doing things like you're doing right here, and you want people to call and help, you know, what you and Texas Commercial Waste are obviously committed to, and that's just helping the next generation, the kids that are in the NICU unit right here at St. Joseph, and all kids that are not born with the same health opportunities that we would wish on our own kids or our own grandkids. It just simply, you never know who it's going to happen to.
That's correct. You don't know if it's going to be your child or grandchild, and you don't know when you're going to need that help. I would like to mention the other employees at Texas Commercial Waste, because they also participate in the community to a great extent, and we're glad to have them as our co-workers.
Okay. Ron, thank you very much, and to Texas Commercial Waste for being our presenting sponsor for Children's Miracle Network. We appreciate it. And one of the kids that the Children's Miracle Network and Texas Commercial Waste is helping is Gina Terry. Gina has two children, both born prematurely, first Allison and then James. And James was cared for right here at St. Joseph. Here's the story of Gina Terry and her family.
Everything else up till 38 weeks was perfectly normal, fine, healthy, non-eventful pregnancy. And then at 38 weeks, things got rather terrifying. The case of preeclampsia was very severe. And they were worried at that point for my health. So the focus wasn't on the baby. The focus was on me and getting the baby out to save my life.
If I don't say this now, I will surely break.
First of all, I was in shock because I felt perfectly fine. So it was really surreal to have everyone telling me, you're really sick, you've got to get the baby out to save your life, when I felt like everything was normal. So it was just a very odd experience and rather terrifying to feel normal and have everyone standing over you going, you're not normal, we've got to get the baby out. First thing I listened for when James was born was crying. My daughter didn't cry when she was born, which is, of course, the first sign that something's off. And James came out screaming. So my first thought was, thank goodness. I was so relieved. But there was a neonatologist and a whole staff of people standing by, and it hadn't really clicked while they were there. I didn't really understand what was happening at the time.
So
coming on, girl. I got to hold him briefly. They took care of him, and they whisked him off to the NICU. And it wasn't until a little bit later that I understood that the medication that they were using to treat my preeclampsia had passed on to him. Watching people take your baby off to the NICU is a terrifying feeling, but I've never felt more helpless before in my entire life, because I can't get up off that bed. I can't follow them. I can't do anything. I can't see where they're going. And yet that's my baby. That's our baby. I wanted to go follow him and be with him and let him know that things were going to be okay. Hospital, knowing that my child was still there, is probably the worst experience I've had in my life. With Allison, I cried the entire way home, and with James, I did the same, because it was deja vu. It was all over again. You're not supposed to leave the hospital without your child. The child's supposed to come with you. Fortunately, I came back every 3 hours for visiting hours, 24/7. I made that my routine. It was exhausting. At the same time, the NICU in the middle of the night is a very peaceful place, and I had some fantastic conversations with nurses, and I'll always remember that. It's such a feeling of relief and thankfulness to be able to leave the hospital with your child. It's also a little bit fearful. I remember with Allison, they had monitored her heart and her breathing so closely that when we got home that first night, laying there in bed, we listened to every move she made, every breath she took, and we kind of missed the comfort of the machines, because the machines would tell us if her heart rate was okay, if it wasn't okay, and we didn't have the machines around anymore. So there was a little bit of anxiety about that. But it was also a wonderful feeling to walk out that hospital and have the baby and hope and pray that we didn't have to go back. The nurses, I can't say enough good things about them. The passion for what they do and the love for the babies just came through again and again. The doctors also did such a good job of keeping us informed and keeping us up to date with a lot of the details without dumbing it down and without making it sound too complicated. We could always understand what was going on, and we appreciated that. I would tell them a deeply heartfelt thank you. There's such a need here. So thankful that there is now the type of technology that we have here, that babies can be stabilized and cared for in the community in which they are born.
One 800 299 kids. You know, something that that Gina Terry said right there is that you're not supposed to go home from the hospital without your baby, and that's right. Nobody wants that. Everybody expects to go home after 2 days with their baby and put them in the new crib, the new bassinet. But it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen for so many children and families in the Brazos Valley. This is our sixth radiothon, folks, and every year we get stories like this from people who a year ago, who last April heard the radiothon on WTAW or on Candy 95, and they heard it, and they talked, and they remember thinking about those poor families and those poor kids, and they may have been pregnant at the time. The mothers may have been pregnant at the time and just praying and hoping that their birth, that they gave birth to a healthy child. And a year later, they're on our program talking about how it didn't turn out the way that they wanted it to turn out. And next year, it'll be the same. There'll be people listening to us this year that next year will be hopefully miracle makers this year, but also will have children in the St. Joseph NICU or Scott and White. It will happen. Unfortunately, it will happen. And you'll hear more stories like that. What you need to know is the phone number, 1-800-299-5437. Be a miracle maker, $25 a month. Please give us a call now.